The Department of Justice pledged $10 million to support law enforcement in Alaska Native communities. That money is available right now. Justice Department official Catherine Sullivan says the funds are part of a longer-term vision.
We have this sort of immediate response based on the AG's visit. We're going to have a medium-length response, you know, to keep things going, and then a long-term plan for sustainability. That's our goal.
The money will help hire and train village public safety officers, tribal police officers, and village police officers. It will also fund new positions. Other federal agencies like the FBI will submit plans within 30 days to address Alaska's public safety crisis. And in separate funding, children advocacy centers in rural hub towns like Bethel will receive $14 million. The declaration won praise from the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Association of Village Council Presidents. AVCP CEO Vivian Corthius called the plan, quote, unprecedented. Barr visited Nabaskiak on his Alaska trip. Tribal Administrator Sharon Williams is celebrating the news.
I'm very happy. I was close to tears when I heard it this morning. Now the waiting game begins.
The declaration exceeds her expectations. The community had asked Barr to declare an emergency because of the lack of public safety and the high rates of alcohol-related deaths in the community. The federal declaration came hours before Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed $6 million from the Village Public Safety Officer program. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.